Wednesday, July 1st, 1942. Dearest Kitty, until today I honestly couldn't find the time to write you. I was with friends all day Thursday, we had company on Friday, and that's how it went until today. Halo and I have gotten to know each other very well this past week, and he's told me a lot about his life. He comes from Gelsenkirchen and is living with his grandparents. His parents are in Belgium, but there's no way he can get there. Halo used to have a girlfriend named Ursula. I know her too. She's perfectly sweet and perfectly boring. Ever since he met me, Halo has realized that he's been falling asleep at Ursula's side, so I'm kind of a pep tonic. Never know what you're good for. Jacques spent Saturday night here. Sunday afternoon she was at Henley's, and I was bored stiff. Halo was supposed to come over that evening, but he called around 6. I answered the phone and he said, "This is Helmut Silberberg. May I please speak to Anne?" "Oh, hello, this is Anne." "Oh, hi Anne, how are you?" "Fine, thanks. I just wanted to say I'm sorry, but I can't come tonight, though I would like to have a word with you. Is it all right if I come by and pick you up in about 10 minutes?
"Yes, that's fine. Bye-bye."
"Okay, I'll be right over. Bye-bye." I hung up, quickly changed my clothes, and fixed my hair. I was so nervous I leaned out the window to watch for him. He finally showed up. Miracle of miracles, I didn't rush down the stairs, but waited quietly until he rang the bell. I went down to open the door, and he got right to the point. "Anne, my grandmother thinks you're too young for me to be seeing you on a regular basis. She says I should be going to the Lowenbachs, but you probably know that I'm not going out with Ursula anymore."
"No, I didn't know. What happened? Did you two have a fight?"
"No, nothing like that. I told Ursula that we weren't suited to each other, and so it was better for us not to go together anymore, but that she was welcome at my house, and I hoped I would be welcome at hers. Actually, I thought Ursula was hanging around with another boy, and I treated her as if she were, but that wasn't true. And then my uncle said I should apologize to her, but of course, I didn't feel like it, and that's why I broke up with her. But that was just one of the reasons. Now my grandmother wants me to see Ursula and not you, but I don't agree, and I'm not going to. Sometimes old people have really old-fashioned ideas, but that doesn't mean I have to go along with them. I need my grandparents, but in a certain sense, they need me too. From now on, I'll be free on Wednesday evenings. You see, my grandparents made me sign up for a wood carving class, but actually, I go to a club organized by the Zionists. My grandparents don't want me to go because they're anti-Zionists. I'm not a fanatic Zionist, but it interests me. Anyway, it's been such a mess lately that I'm planning to quit. So next Wednesday will be my last meeting. That means I can see you Wednesday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon, and maybe even more. But if your grandparents don't want you to, you shouldn't go behind their backs. All's fair in love and war. Just then we passed Blancafort's bookstore, and there was Peter Schiff with 2 other boys. It was the first time he'd said hello to me in ages, and it really made me feel good. Monday evening, Halo came over to meet father and mother. I had bought a cake and some candy, and we had tea and cookies, the works, but neither Halo nor I felt like sitting stiffly on our chairs. So we went out for a walk, and he didn't deliver me to my door until 8:10. Father was furious. He said it was very wrong of me not to get home on time. I had to promise to be home by 7:50 in the future. I've been asked to Halo's on Saturday. Wilma told me that one night when Halo was at her house, she asked him, "Who do you like best, Ursula or Anne?" He said, "It's none of your business." But as he was leaving, they hadn't talked to each other the rest of the evening. He said, "Well, I like Anne better, but don't tell anyone. Bye." And whoosh, he was out the door. In everything he says or does, I can see that Halo is in love with me. And it's kind of nice for a change. Margot would say that Halo is a decent sort. I think so too, but he's more than that. Mother is also full of praise. A good-looking boy, nice and polite. I'm glad he's so popular with everyone, except with my girlfriends. He thinks they're very childish, and he's right about that. Jacques still teases me about him, but I'm not in love with him. Not really. It's all right for me to have boys as friends. Nobody minds. Mother is always asking me who I'm going to marry when I grow up, but I bet she'll never guess it's Peter, because I talked her out of that idea myself without batting an eyelash. I love Peter as I've never loved anyone, and I tell myself he's only going around with all those other girls to hide his feelings for me. Maybe he thinks Halo and I are in love with each other, which we're not. He's just a friend, or as Mother puts it, a beau. Yours, Anne. Sunday, July 5th, 1942. Dear Kitty, The graduation ceremony in the Jewish theater on Friday went as expected. My report card wasn't too bad. I got 1 D, a C minus in algebra, and all the rest Bs, except for 2 B pluses and 2 B minuses. My parents are pleased, but they're not like other parents when it comes to grades. They never worry about report cards, good or bad. As long as I'm healthy and happy and don't talk back too much, they're satisfied. If these three things are all right, everything else will take care of itself. I'm just the opposite. I don't want to be a poor student. I was accepted to the Jewish Lyceum on a conditional basis. I was supposed to stay in the seventh grade at the Montessori school, but when Jewish children were required to go to Jewish schools, Mr. Elta finally agreed, after a great deal of persuasion, to accept Lise Gosler and me. Lise also passed this year, though she has to repeat her geometry exam. Poor Lise. It isn't easy for her to study at home. Her baby sister, a spoiled little two-year-old, plays in her room all day. If Gabby doesn't get her way, she starts screaming, and if Lise doesn't look after her, Mrs. Gosler starts screaming. So Lise has a hard time doing her homework, and as long as that's the case, the tutoring she's been getting won't help much. The Gosler household is really a sight. Mrs. Gosler's parents live next door but eat with the family. Then there's a hired girl, the baby, the always absent-minded and absent Mr. Gosler, and the always nervous and irritable Mrs. Gosler, who's expecting another baby. Lise, who's all thumbs, gets lost in the mayhem. My sister Margot has also gotten her report card. Brilliant as usual. If we had such a thing as cum laude, she would have passed with honors. She's so smart. Father has been home a lot lately. There's nothing for him to do at the office. It must be awful to feel you're not needed. Mr. Kleiman has taken over Opetka and Mr. Kugler, Geese & Company, the company dealing in spices and spice substitutes that was set up in 1941. A few days ago, as we were taking a stroll around our neighborhood square, Father began to talk about going into hiding. He said it would be very hard for us to live cut off from the rest of the world. I asked him why he was bringing this up now. "Well, Anne," he replied, "you know that for more than a year we've been bringing clothes, food, and furniture to other people. We don't want our belongings to be seized by the Germans, nor do we want to fall into their clutches ourselves, so we'll leave of our own accord and not wait to be hauled away." "But when, Father?" He sounded so serious that I felt scared. "Don't you worry, we'll take care of everything. Just enjoy your carefree life while you can." That was it. Oh, may these somber words not come true for as long as possible. The doorbell's ringing. "Halo's here, time to stop. Yours, Anne."